Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As your Robert Mary World Travel get-together moves right along, we are now up to the E Block, and for the 114th time, the destination spotlight is about to take flight. Located in the 18th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1812, the Red Stick City of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the Bayou State is our focus today. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through, and right now they're holding their biggest sale of the season.
All right, so that's a reason to go to the website. Mary and I travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Go to TravelPro.com. You're going to save 30% on every product that they make this weekend, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, let's get back to that show hotline down to Louisiana. Holding for us is the CEO of Visit Baton Rouge, Jill Kidder.
Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Jill.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. We appreciate it.
Well, nice to have you aboard with us. You know, we last checked in on Baton Rouge 4 years, 6 months ago on our March 9th, 2019 live broadcast. I think most people, when they think of your state, New Orleans immediately comes to mind. I frankly have always found Baton Rouge to be the more enjoyable city to visit. So I'm not asking you to knock your neighbor city about 90 minutes or so to the southeast. But I know you went to school at LSU in Baton Rouge, and based on your current role, you know the city as well as anyone. So share some of what makes it a good place to visit.
Yeah, could I just say go Tigers? We're playing Auburn this weekend. I've just got to say
double that. Tigers. So, that's right. There you go. Of course you could say that, and you just did.
Yeah. No, we are thrilled that New Orleans is where it's located, because it is certainly an open door for our international travelers, and certainly is our front porch and living room, and so it moves our international travelers all through our state and certainly into Baton Rouge. So we love our friends and neighbors down in New Orleans, but Baton Rouge really has the pleasure of being a perfect mix of that Creole culture that you find down in New Orleans, as well as that Cajun culture that you find sort of in Lafayette in the more rural southern part of our state. And so we mix both influences pretty well, and it's just this wonderful fusion of what makes Louisiana a wonderful cultural experience.
So that leads perfectly into my question for you, because when I think of Baton Rouge, I do think of all of those cultural influences that you mentioned and how they affect the food, whether it's blackened, broiled, fried, boiled, whether it's one of the restaurants, one of the great restaurants that you have, or the festivals. You have the Greater Baton Rouge State Fair coming up on October 26th. So is it a fair statement, Jill, to say that no one is going hungry in Baton Rouge?
I tell everybody that for about 10 years I moved away, which I didn't really want to do, but did move to another state, and I won't tell you which one. I lost 20 pounds in the first year that I left. I returned 10 years later, and I gained those 20 pounds in the first year that I was back. So, yes, the food is absolutely fabulous.
Yes,
here.
It is.
And it is truly an experience.
Yeah,
and, you know, that is what we're known for. Our foodie culture is just, it's second to none.
All right. I want to go this direction with you. Since you are the capital city of Louisiana, I guess it makes sense that you also have the Capitol Park Museum, which is a very large facility where you can learn all about the Bayou State. Is it a big draw to your area, Jill?
It is. And the two state capitals that we have.
That's
we
true.
Have what we call the old state capitol, which is our political museum, where you can learn all about our famous, may say infamous, Governor Huey Long, who served during the 20s and into the 30s. And also, we are the tallest state capitol.
Yeah, it's a high-rise building.
The country.
One, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. And you can go to the top and experience. And there's an outdoor deck on top of that new state capitol, and you can see all of the mighty Mississippi River that flows right beside it and all of downtown.
So, Jill, I think if we were to poll our listeners about places to go enjoy great coffee, I'm sure Seattle or Portland would make the list. Maybe New York, our home city, would. Kona, Hawaii, certainly. But something we have not explored in your city that I find interesting is Baton Rouge has a coffee trail pass to engage visitors, which really surprised me. So clearly you're saying that you have world-class coffee.
Oh, we do. We are home to Community Coffee, which is just absolutely a wonderful blend. They even have a Mardi Gras blend now of coffee, so people need to be able to experience that. But it is, there's some wonderful coffee experiences here, and we have put together a trail that you can go online and view and also experience it through what we call our Banwango app. And at the end of it, if you experience a certain number of them, you can come by our office, and we have a great coffee mug.
Yeah, I love it. It's kind of like a passport system.
Yeah.
All right, so really quick, in about 20 seconds, we always like to ask, just share with us an interesting fact or something enticing about Baton Rouge that you think will surprise our listeners, might entice them to come visit?
Well, I think that one of the things is LSU, and is home to what we call Death Valley. And we were just named by a very prominent Southern magazine as one of the top three college towns in the country.
All right.
And so we would love for people to come.
Well, we're going to leave it there. And, folks, you can plan your own trip, make your own travel plans at visitbatonrouge.com. Jill, it goes by quickly, but thanks very much. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
Take care, Jill.
All right. Well, there we are. Good information from Jill, folks. That's going to wrap hour one of the program today. Hour two is going to start in just a few minutes with the National Communal Forum. Mary and I are also going to be taking you back to Maui. And RJ with the Open Road is also still ahead during the next 60 minutes of the show, so don't go anywhere. Thanks for tuning in. Catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.